Good morning and welcome back to the podcast, the Evil Dungeon Master Universe podcast. I am the Evil Dungeon Master, Vince, and hopefully you're doing well out there in podcast land. Today is another episode, but before we do that, don't forget to rate this podcast wherever you're downloading it, like it, or comment wherever you can. Now, on to the show. Well, first, theevildm.com is where you can go to my website and contact me for everything. Anyway, today we're going to talk about min-maxing in tabletop role-playing games. Now, min-maxing in tabletop role-playing games is a contentious topic that has sparked debates among a lot of people over the years. And it's not just being done in new games, like new mainstream games. It's been done since the beginning of role-playing time. So min-maxing refers to the practice of optimizing a character's ability to excel in a certain area while sacrificing it in other areas, such as dumping your lowest attribute stat and intelligence and maximizing your strength if you're doing a point-buy system or when you're doing a 3d6 4d6 drop the lowest 6 and then you're getting 18s. You're putting your 18 in your combat stats because you want to be a min-maxed combat person. Whether one should engage in min-maxing really depends on your campaign and play style preference, the group dynamics, and the overall goal of the game. It's something you might want to discuss with the game master or the DM at the beginning during character creation. No, I don't call it session zero. I call it character creation. It's when everybody sits around, makes their characters, talks to the DM about it. I hate the term session zero. It's character creation session. That's what it is. So there's a couple arguments on both sides of this, and maybe I'll go over them and make some sense for you. And you can make your own decision how you want to handle it in your game. So first and foremost, why do players like to min-max? And I think it goes back to the fact of playing role-playing games on a computer or on a console. I mean, you're by yourself, and the desire to want to make your character the best character in the world while playing this video game is probably going to be your best idea. And that's perfectly fine because you're using the game engine in a video game and you're one character trying to maximize your abilities and your skills, your equipment, and whatever role you've chosen in the game. So this is you're trying to overall enhance your gameplay. Understood. But when it comes to role-playing games around the table, tabletop role-playing games, that is, min-maxing is not necessarily a good idea. If you're min-maxing your character and the rest of the group is not, generally the entire group is going to fade into the background and your one min-max player is going to be forefront and the main subject of almost everything, especially if they do a combat min-max and everyone else is just playing what they want to play. Perfect example of how min-maxing characters or overpowered characters are compared to the rest of the group. Think about Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the role-playing game. The Slayer has all these abilities and can outshine the entire group of white hats in that game because they are the focus of the game. That's how a min-max player would be to the rest of the group. The rest of the group are fading to the background as support characters while this min-max character is just basically beating up everything. Min-maxing characters also have one thing and one thing only that they're good at. If they're min-max generally to be a, let's say, a great fighter or whatever, then that's what they're going to be doing and that's how they're going to handle every situation. You're talking to, say, you know, the religious leader of the cult. You're trying to convince him not to, you know, sacrifice his group. And your min-max character's only way around everything would be just to punch him in the head and kill him. Because that's all he could really do. While someone else in the group who maybe has a little bit more ability would talk out of the situation, use their skill abilities, the min-max character won't because they're min-max to one thing. Now, if they were min-max to be just a charismatic, because there's also a charismatic min-maxing, and that's more of a role-play character, But then when it comes to combat, you can't do anything at all. You have to fade into the background and just hope you hit. Well, a little bit of a positive look on min-maxing, though. Min-maxing can be a creative exercise for players who enjoy optimizing character builds. It gives you the ability to analyze game mechanics, explore synergies between different abilities and classes, and find an innovation, or sorry, I should say, innovative solution to game problems while using what you have, even though you are somewhat limited. For many players, the process of creating min-max characters can be intellectually stimulating and rewarding. It's kind of like thinking about solving a complex puzzle or doing Sudoku or something like that. Some people like doing that. They like the challenge of min-maxing a character and finding the best build in a game. I never liked those things when it came to like third edition or fourth edition or fifth edition. I always hated the what's the best. That's one of the reasons that turned me off from playing 5e was always the best path. You should be taking the best path possible. Every time I played a character, I do this, and people would be like, "Well, that's not the best path for you to take." No, I'm playing the character how I want to play the character. Maybe I want to play the character with a disadvantage. So, back to min-maxing. Anyway, so it could be a way for players to explore concepts and archetypes in the game. For example, a player might be interested in playing a stealthy rogue who specializes in infiltration and assassination. Okay. By min-maxing their character's stealth and their agility and their combat abilities, they can fully embody this concept and contribute to the narrative in a really meaningful way sometimes. In this sense, min-maxing can serve as a tool for character expression and storytelling within the game world, should it make sense. Despite some benefits of min-maxing, which we already went over, there are some valid reasons that players may choose to avoid min-maxing altogether. One of the most common arguments against min-maxing is that it can disrupt game balance and immersion of the game. When one or more players min-max their character to an extreme degree, like we discussed, it can create imbalances in the party, such as the Slayer example, leading to situations where characters can overshadow others. Like we said, the Slayer, overshadowing. And trivializing counters designed to challenge the entire group. Most DMs, most of the time, when they're designing up their campaign, are considering their group and how their characters play. Generally, a lot of times, GMs will put the group, or the, I'm sorry, the campaign, and design it in a way that he's maximizing the NPCs for efficiency against players who like to min-max. Everybody likes to have the best character possible out there. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, myself included. We all want to be able to hit and impact something and slaughter things. We all want to be able to talk our way out of a situation with an ease of a roll and get that bonus. But sometimes it just doesn't work that way. And just like real life, you're not good at everything. You're just good at some things. So min-maxing, I don't know. I've always despised min-maxing in gaming, and just I'd like to do my own thing. This is me. I'd like to just play the character how I feel and take it where it goes. Sure, if I'm designing my character up to be a fighter, I'm going to put his stats or attributes or skills higher in fighting abilities, obviously, because you're a fighter. If I'm a magic user or wizard, I'm going to put my abilities to focus on being a magic user. I don't consider that min-maxing. I consider that character smart or class smart. I want my character to be able to do what he does best. There are certain situations where I will put things that aren't the best for the character because I want to see how the pathetic character or the hopeless character. There was a whole paragraph in Holmes' Basic D&D which talked about the hopeless character. When you're rolling up your character and you have these poor stats, it doesn't mean that your character is horrible. It just means you'll have a little bit more of a tough time playing the character. And while it may seem hopeless, it's always an experience to try to see if you can overcome this hopelessness for the character. So it's something to think about when you're building your character. And sometimes I will do that. If I have a character that has bad stats or bad rolls when I'm making them up, generally I'm going to try to go with it to see how I can make it work. And I like the challenge of it. You know, after playing for so many years, and I've been playing since, you know, like I'm like 10. And that's what, 30 plus years, 40 something years almost playing games. Almost. You sometimes want to play something different. Now, I understand you're a new player to the game. You're going to want to be the most badass, take names, you know, kill everything type player in for your character, because that's just the way you're going to want to play. You want to experience that. And I'm sure when I was first starting the game, I vaguely remember, but when I was first starting the game, I'm sure I was a little badass a-hole guy trying to take over the world, min-maxing my character, power gaming, if that. Because you're new and you're just exploring your options. As you get older and get more experience under your belt, the same old min-maxing or power gaming or whatever you want to call it will start to get a little dull and boring. So you will try to mix things up, play different things, and try to play different characters. Now, is just back to the thing, is min-maxing a nuisance? Is it good? That really depends on you and your group. It can be helpful to have that one character that min-max to save the day, and it also could be annoying to the rest of the group. It really depends on what you and your group are thinking about it. It's something to discuss during character creation of how your character is going to interact with one another. And I like the characters generally to know each other when they start a campaign. So sit with your group when they're building their characters during character creation. Get a backstory going with the entire group and find out why they know each other and how they know each other. If this person is going to be the min-maxer saver of the group has to be good with it so they can continue along the adventures and have fun. Tell me what you think about min-maxing wherever you see this podcast, whether it be on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can email me. If you're on YouTube, you can like it and comment below on min-maxing and how characters handle situations like this. With that said, I'm going to head out. Keep it original, keep it old school. Good night, and God bless everybody.